midterm elections are right around the corner, but no matter what happens to the political power balance in the legislative branch, it's going to be hard for the next group to do much less for federal employees or anyone else than the 113th Congress did. Janet Copenhaver is Washington representative of federally employed women. She gives out legislative scorecards for each session of Congress, and she says most recent scores were pretty hard to decide. Hi, Janet. Thanks for coming back on Federal News Radio.
Thanks, Jared.
And I guess the main reason, right, is that comparatively little actually happened in this session, whether it was votes or otherwise, right? Was it a close call as to whether to even do a scorecard this year?
I have to say I was debating about it because I was searching and searching and searching, and it's never taken me this long to come up with. We do 10 issues or co-sponsorship status for each congressional chamber, and if they don't have recorded votes, you can't really rank them on their votes.
Right.
So yeah, it was one of those, I was telling somebody I do a presentation every year on the upcoming election, and I include a slide about what happened in the last congressional session, and I've used the same slide for the last 4 years that says, this has been the least productive Congress ever. It's like, how much longer can I have that slide going?
Well, thanks for sticking through it and going ahead and doing the scorecard anyway. Let's talk about the issues that you did settle on. And obviously, they weren't all votes. You had to dig into some other issues that weren't strictly, you know, roll call tallies. Talk us through what you settled on as you graded members.
Exactly. And usually, we would have about 8 or 9 federal worker issues and 1 or 2 of specifically women's issues, and this year, and maybe it's a good thing because there weren't a lot of anti-federal worker bills out there that we could rank legislators against, so
mm-hmm.
we're pretty split between federal worker issues and women's issues, which actually made it tough for legislators to get those high scores, those 90s and 100s, because you know, usually you'll have a women's issue champion and or a federal worker champion, and not many overlap the two. So it was tough. We did have some champions, though, and some who have been champions for 5, 6, and even 7 consecutive years. So I'm really happy about that. I just wanted to give a shout out to those folks. Representative Clay.
You anticipated my next question. Yeah, go ahead.
he has been on for 7 consecutive years, and that means a champion is either a 90 or 100%. 6 consecutive years is a great champion of federal workers is Jerry Connolly of Virginia. He did actually get 100 this year, so he's a great guy. And then 5 consecutive years is Representative Van Hollen, who's another champion from Maryland of federal workers. And then on the Senate side, we've got for 6 consecutive years both Senator Barbara Boxer from California and Robert Menendez from New Jersey, and then 4 consecutive years is Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, and all 3 of them got a 90% this year. So it was hard, like I said, to get a high score, so definitely wanted to shout out to those legislators for supporting both federal workers and women.
And I don't think you set out to develop the list from a partisan perspective, but the end result ended up being that a far higher percentage of Democrats on the list than of Republicans. Is that trend accelerating and developing more of a partisan divide than what you've been seeing in the past years? And does that worry you?
Yeah, it does. And if you'll notice in our press release, the thing that had me concerned, and it has been over the last couple of years, is you'll see the vast, and I mean the vast majority of Republicans, for instance, earning a 20 and 30%, and a vast, vast majority of Democrats earning a 70%. And that, it's not a coincidence. That shows that these are definitely party voting blocks, and they all vote together as a party. And it is troublesome because we all know that the only way to get things done in this town is to compromise. And it just seems like each Congress is worse and worse, and that's why they're becoming less productive each year as well.
And, you know, when I asked about accelerating, I'm thinking about people like Frank Wolf who are retiring. We may have fewer and fewer Republicans that, you know, one could consider friendly to the federal workforce.
Exactly. And he is a champion, and he has been, and he has reached across the aisle, and he has gotten actually beat up for reaching across the aisle in some cases. And he is a champion, and we are going to miss him because he was a moderate Republican who, you know, didn't always vote with his party. He voted for what was best for his constituents and his district.